好，现在呢，我们看一下本文的 special difficulties。那么在本文中间，我们将总结一个现象 ：any、not any 以及 no 的使用。我们都知道 any 表一些的时候应该放在疑问句以及否定句中，那么在否定句中会出现 not any 结构， not any 表没有任何的意思，那么实际上 not any 可以替换成 no 这个词，它们含义是一致的，只不过 not 应该否定在助动词、情态动词以及系动词上面，而 no 直接否定名词，含义是一样的。我们来看一个例句， There is a question， 首先有个问题是 Is there any tea in the pot? Is there any tea in the pot? 茶壶里面有茶吗？ OK， 那Is there any tea? 在疑问句中用 any， 回答是没有任何茶，我们用 not any 的表达。There isn't any tea in the pot. There isn't any tea in the pot. 注意 not 直接否定系动词。那么实际上我们还可以用 no 来替换 not any， 用 no 否定名词。那么这句话变成 There is no tea in the pot. 注意系动词意思是肯定的。There is 它是肯定的，用 no 来否定名词。There's no tea in the pot. 这两句话的意思完全相同。再比如说 Is there anyone at the door? 在门口有人吗？ Is there anyone at the door? 回答是门口没有人，直接否定 There isn't anyone at the door. Not any. There isn't anyone at the door. 那么 not anyone 可以换成 no one， 所以这句话变成 There is no one at the door. There is no one at the door. Next example is there anybody at the door? 在门口有人吗？注意是 anybody 疑问句中 anybody 变成门口没有人，There isn't anybody at the door. 门口没有人。There isn't anybody. 注意 not anybody 可以换成 nobody. 那么这句话还可以说 There is nobody at the door. There is nobody at the door. 再比如说，盒子里面有东西吗？ Is there anything in the box? Is there anything in the box? 好， anything 疑问句中有任何东西吗？回答是没有任何东西。There isn't anything in the box.There isn't anything in the box. 好， not anything 我们换成 nothing， 这句话还可以表达为 There is nothing in the box. There is nothing in the box. 我们再看最后一组例句， Did you go anywhere yesterday? 昨天你去哪了吗？ Did you go anywhere yesterday? OK， 疑问句中用 anywhere， 否定回答 I didn't go anywhere yesterday. 昨天我哪都没去， I didn't go anywhere yesterday. 那么这个 notAnywhere 可以换成 nowhere， 还可以说 I went nowhere yesterday。 大家一定注意了，当你的 not 提出来的时候，这句话变成肯定句，那么这个 didn't go 去掉 not 之后，这个 did go 换成过去式的 went， OK， 所以 I went nowhere yesterday， 注意肯定句的表达是动词上体现过去式的I went nowhere yesterday. OK， 好，本文中总结一个现象， not any 可以换成 no， 含义是一致，只不过 no 否定名词，而 not 否定在助动词、情态动词以及系动词上面。OK， 好，我们来这样，接下来我们做一些练习，大家看一下，给出问句用两种方式来回答问题。Number one is Have you any money? Have you any money? 你有钱吗？回答说我没有钱。No， I don't have any money.I don't have any money， 或者说我没有钱。I have no money. I have no money. 用 no 否定名词。Number two is Did you go anywhere in the holidays? 假期里面你去哪了吗？ Did you go anywhere in the holidays? 那回答是我哪都没去。No, I didn't go anywhere in the holidays. I didn't go anywhere in the holidays. 或者说 I went nowhere in the holidays. 注意 nowhere. I went nowhere in the holidays. Number three is.Did you buy anything this morning? Did you buy anything this morning? 今天早上你买东西了吗？好，回答说今天早上我什么都没买。No, I didn't buy anything this morning. I didn't buy anything this morning. 或者说我什么都没买 ，nothing 用 I bought nothing this morning. 注意过去式的 bought. I bought nothing this morning. Next one is, was there anybody present when the accident happened? 当事故发生的时候有人在场吗 ？OK.Was there anybody present when the accident happened? 那回答是当事故发生的时候没人在场。那么首先否定掉。No, there wasn't anybody present when the accident happened. There wasn't anybody present when the accident happened. 或者说当事故发生的时候没有任何人在场，用 nobody 来表达一下。There was nobody present when the accident happened. There was nobody present when the accident happened. Okay, that's part A. 我们看一下 B 组练习。这有一个小的短文，那么文中出现很多 not any 结构，大家想一下，我能不能把所有的 not any 换成 no 的结构呢？来试一下。First, look at the passage. He hasn't any hobbies. He doesn't go anywhere. He does not see anybody. He is not interested in anything except food. 他没有什么爱好，他哪都不去，他不见任何人，他对任何东西都不感兴趣，除了食物之外。 OK， 好，我们看一下。 He hasn't any hobbies. Not any 换成 no 可以表达为 He has no hobbies. He doesn't go anywhere. 他哪都不去，那么可以说 He goes nowhere. 注意 doesn't go 换成 He goes nowhere. He doesn't see anybody. 他谁也不见，变成 He sees nobody. 注意第三单数体现出来 He sees nobody.He is not interested in anything except food. 除了食物之外，他对任何东西不感兴趣。我们还可以表达 He is interested in nothing except food. OK， 那么前面 He is interested in 表示感兴趣，对什么感兴趣呢？ In nothing， 对没有任何东西感兴趣。那么还是一样的。He is interested in nothing except food. OK， 好，本文中的 special difficulties 告诉我们一个现象 ：not any 换成 no 还是一模一样的。